because of the climatic conditions of the interior or of the Tanana Valley, it has been known heretofore that it was wood made very good.
Wheat. At present time, Mr. Bloom is interested in reviving the production of this wheat, and it is due to his foresight that, and that of Milton D. Snodgrass of Palmer, that the farmers of the Tanana Valley and Matanuska Valley are planting wheat regularly, though it is not yet grown to quantities suitable for commercial purposes. Snodgrass was in charge of the experimental station at Kodiak in 1907 and 1912. The eruption of Mount Kitma that year destroyed the station, and the ash had covered most of the island, so Snodgrass was appointed to take charge of the station at Fairbanks. Now we skip and go down here. During the year of 1911, Falcon Joslin, who was the president of the railroad in connection with Fairbanks, with the mines, was on his way to the States to try to raise capital to extend the railroad. While visiting the fair, he noticed the display of grains of John Alderman exhibited, and he remarked, "May I take this with me outside to show folks who think Alaska is an icebox, and let them see what we can grow these things here." John consented, and Joslin took the display with him, stopping at St. Paul, Minnesota, where he exhibited the grain. As a result of the exhibit, a cup was awarded to John Adelman. The cup is now in the possession of Mr. Bloom, and the inscription reads, "Presented by the St. Paul Association of Commerce to John Adelman for the best display of cereals from Alaska at the Northern Land Show in St. Paul. We are proud of the part played by Bloom and Snodgrass in this wheat revival, know that it will be of great benefit to the new state. Flour is now shipped in from the mainland, and the cost of living is very high. Bread is flown in by air. Since bread is the staff of life, we feel that we have an active group of young homesteaders who are encouraged to grow their food in the valley. We will be able to reduce Alaska's high cost of living and will have done something worthwhile towards eliminating the artificial economy now prevalent in our state due to the inflated defense spending."
When the bankers and the farmers, it was left in abeyance, and consequently everybody again lost the purpose, and that kept on until the whole thing fell to pieces, and then the mill unfortunately burned down as well, and it was forgotten all about it for a certain number of years, and the farm that was created, the experimental farm that was supposed to have been in Fairbanks, was removed to Matanuska, to another farming center, and until recently I thought, since the community rejuvenated itself and became populated to a very great extent and also became a state as well, that we had to do something to see that we have got to produce wheat, because the rest of the farming products, such as the vegetables and so forth, that was already understood that there was enough could be grown there to support the whole community, but bread wasn't mentioned. So I fell back again. idea that we have to recreate the very good wheat that made such a lovely bread and see if we couldn't develop it to a financial fulfillment so as the community could.
Now, I recorded this at the home of Bob Blum at 5901 Beach Drive, Seattle, Washington. And this is a little added information in regard to the documentary movie and the history of the wheat in the interior of Alaska. This is Harry Hughes recording for the historical use of this tape. Thank you.
wind, storms,